Welcome to the Adventures in Podcasting.
RSS, XML, what is that? Podcasting, you just wanted a new toy. Untrue. All this stuff is cool, and it can change K-12 education. Welcome to Adventures in Podcasting. My name's Sean Wheeler, and at the time of these podcasts, I'm the director of IMT Services and Training for the Peoria Unified School District. That's Arizona, by the way. Hey, these podcasts, well, they're an audio archive of my adventures in bringing RSS and podcasting to the students and community of PUSD. Sit back and enjoy the ride. Alrighty, welcome back. It's October 12th here in the Valley of the Sun, and it is an absolutely beautiful weekend here. It is Sunday, October 12th. It's about 7:30 p.m. and I'm getting around to doing the podcast show this week. So, got a very, very short show this week, but like always, got some POSD podcasting updates, followed by POSD RSS updates, RSS some podcasting tools. Nothing new, just some bummer news there. And finally, other items worth mentioning. So on that note, let's do a little transition music, and I'll be back. Alrighty, I just love that tune. Do you just love that tune? Anybody know where it's from yet? Where did I rip that one off at? I am under copyright on that one, but I just love that tune. Hey, as we talk about here about PSD podcasting updates, kind of happy, sad here time for me because it's, it's happy because I got a lot of audio stuff going on. I've got more and more people doing audio or wanting to do audio in their classes and things in that nature, which is cool, but it's not podcasting per se. So it's a disappointment in that respect, but it is cool that, you know, people are thinking more and more about audio. Most of it is around the online courses, whereas it's in a very good place for it to be. So, like I said, I'm very happy that's going on, but, you know, I would like to see more about podcasting. So, you know, that's just the way it works out. So maybe in time it'll pick up, but hey, we'll see how it goes. Also, got kind of some bummer news. I had an email today earlier, and basically what it was asking me is to take off the video off the front of the homepage. And I was disappointed in that because I was really hoping some new ones would get created. And outside of me actually picking up the reins and creating those videos, I don't know how else they're going to get done in the meantime, so we'll see how that goes. And in that same note, since I lost my partner in crime with What's Hot in PUSD, I think I'm going to go ahead and take that offline in the interim as well. So that is a bummer. I was really enjoying doing that, but with Jim off in a new realm and the situation with a public relations director still not figured out yet. You know, what else can we do, though? So take those offline. I don't want to read the news all by my lonesome, but we do have other podcasting things going on around the district. We have a few teachers doing it, still have a couple principals tinkering around with it a little bit, and of course Dr. Santarelli's doing that as well. And of course, you know, we've got the governing board meetings that are still podcast along with our district news. So, you know, overall not bad, but certainly not where I want it. But, you know, rather than have stuff outdated and people look at it on the webpage thinking, geez, you people don't do anything, it's probably just better that we take it down for now. So that's kind of where we're at on that. So moving right along on updates, we'll talk about RSS updates here. And basically what happened is we brought another school online this week. We brought Country Meadows out of the ground portal. Actually, they've been out of the ground for a couple of weeks. We just went live this week, which, of course, lays out another RSS feed for us in the district, which is cool. And in addition to that, we've got, I think, Park Ridge went through its training this week, so they'll be coming on just a little bit longer, well, shortly, too. So that'll bring us down to, I think we are down to four or five school districts that our school districts, that's good, Sean, four or five schools that don't have RSS in place, and that's only because they don't have the portal. So, you know, that's very good stuff. I'm happy to see that going on. So I guess on that note, that is going good. So that's good stuff. We can be happy about that, right? Say yes, Sean. You happy about that? Yep, I'm happy about that. I'm talking to myself today, too, but there's a story behind that as well. All righty, RSS and podcasting tools. I got an email today. Actually, I got an email yesterday from a friend that I helped build a blog site for. And as part of his blog site that we created, I used the Send Me RSS tool, which I've talked about many, many times on this blog, and I use it extensively in Peoria. And he said my icons keep disappearing on my blog site. And I thought that's kind of strange. And what he told me is it disappears, it comes back, disappears, comes back. And as you click on a link or you try to go to sendmerss.com, the page isn't showing. And you try to go to our mail, and that one, which sendmerss used to be, is completely gone. And what we found out is NBC, it appears, purchased sendmerss. And in fact, it redirects you now to kind of like a woot.com deal where you can sign up for an RSS feed on things for sale. Just absolutely bizarre. And extremely disappointing because this was a great way to get an RSS feed delivered to your inbox. Now, ironically, the feeds are still working, so I'm signed up on his, and I'm signed up on two or three in a school district as well. So those back subscriptions, if you will, are still working, but you can't create any new ones because all the code in behind that to make it work isn't functioning anymore. So major league drag. And I did some searching today to see if there was a replacement out there. And, of course, I did find – I probably found about five different sites that would do similar things where it would email out the RSS feed to you. Unfortunately, none of them were as cool as this is. Everyone required you to sign up. I think three of them were free. But nonetheless, you had to actually sign on the page. Then you had to paste the RSS feed in there along with your email address and go from there. Where the Send Me RSS allowed me to place a widget on the page and just make it work. And that's what I've been doing in Peoria as well. So major league bummer there. That's a huge loss. And I guess that's one of those things that deeply concerns me about some of the Web 2.0 tools. And, I've been concerned about this for some time. And I can't remember, but I may have even blogged about it at one point in time on my blog. But the point that I'm trying to make is I lived through the first dot-com bust. And much of the things that we're doing today, we could do 7, 8, 9 years ago, not to the extent of as easy as we can today, but we certainly had the ability to do much of what we're doing today several years back. And so the major difference being this time that most of these companies have figured out that you can't buy pinball machines and work 2 days a week. You actually have to run them like a true business. And the advertisers have figured out actually how to make money at this and track it and all those good things. So there's some good things that happened over the years, and a lot of learning happened from that dot-com bust. But if you're coming at it from a perspective of, hey, this is a cool tool and it's free, you need to pay attention to free, because free always comes with a cost. And if you get into a position, certainly like I'm finding myself now, where I've got a Send Me RSS feed on a number of my school websites and certainly all over my district page, and this disappears, is no longer working, I've created a false sense of security for my community. And certainly if you're out there doing the same thing on your blog or school website, you've created a challenge for yourself also. So should I just be done with the email and the RSS feeds or the RSS through email? Probably, if I was smart, I'd go on a major league kick to help people understand what RSS can do for them without all these other tools. So, again, very few people, I can't say very few, but I'd say statistically speaking, we're still in the low percentages, if not under 10% of the general population of the community in which I work for really understands what we can do with all this stuff. So it's just something to think about out there. And, I wish I had a better answer for it, but quite frankly, I don't. So I guess that's what's going on there. Moving right along to other items worth mentioning, do this kind of quickly here. My Web 2.0 class I've been talking about for months, on and off again, is done. In fact, it's going to start not tomorrow, but it'll start Tuesday. And Kelly's been kind enough to actually do the introduction for me. It's kind of ironic. You have to have an introductory class for an online class, but that's a whole other story, and I won't go into that. But nonetheless, I need to miss the opening night of that or the opening introduction. So Kelly's going to do that for me. Basically, hi, this is the class, and you have a lot of work to do. But one thing that I have been working on, trying to get finished, unfortunately, I just didn't get it done, was reading into the microphone. So I have been reading into the microphone most of the weekend till the fact that I'm blue in the face, and I've got it down to 3 chapters left to read. And I'll total if I could actually read a sentence somewhat fluent or fluidly. Fluent would be good too. I'd probably be done in about an hour. Unfortunately, I can't read four words in a line and not mess up three of them. So after an absolutely frustrating half a day in front of the microphone, I decided to go do something else and came back, and I finally got around to this time of night to do the podcast. But I cannot read into this microphone. I can talk all I want, but I can't read anything. So that's going to have to take a hiatus for a couple of days till I get back into town. So, but the good news is that class is going to fire up here Tuesday night, and my first Web 2.0 online class will be off and running. So we'll see how that goes. Should be fun. Should be frustrating, I'm sure, because it's a challenging class. And also my multimedia and Moodle class, I was able to show that off this week to Bob Kegel, who is our eCampus director. And basically with the idea that when we were making the move from Blackboard to Moodle, I noticed there was a lot of places where multimedia would have been a killer application, or the addition of multimedia in some of these classes would have been just absolutely killer. So I sat down with Bob, showed that to him. He was quite happy. And since that class is almost full, I think I've got room for three people, we're actually going to set up another class just for his eCampus instructors to go through and see how all that stuff works. But that includes, obviously, PowerPoint. We include audio in that. We include Movie Maker in that. We include a Flash converter in that class. And again, once I get that vetted one time, I'm going to actually back that up, pop it on my seanwheeler.name web space, and let anybody who wants to put it in their Moodle environment use it. Knock yourself out. I think it's got some good content in there, so I'll be glad to share that with anybody who wants to have it since I wrote it. And at any rate, that's kind of some cool stuff. So final note here, because I've been so busy at work doing everything that my job requires, I haven't been able to focus on podcasting like I like to. And rather than sit down every week and say, gee, I've been really busy at work and I don't have much to add today and I apologize for that, I am going to I'm going to change the delivery of Adventures in Podcasting for a while. And I'm going to go to a twice-a-month format. I can't remember if that's once bi-monthly, or bi-weekly. I get that confused. So every 2 weeks, I'll go back into that format and do a podcast and kind of give you an update on what's going on. Hopefully something else will happen in between the 2 weeks. But the two major league projects I've got going on is an upgrade to our SharePoint portal system from 2003 to 2007. And to coincide with that, we're also going to be upgrading the staff computers to Office 2007 from Office 2003. So needless to say, that has a huge impact on what I do day-to-day at work. And since those are major league updates, they really, really require my utmost attention. So with that, sometimes pet projects have to take a back seat. It's a bummer, but it's also life. So at any rate, Adventures in Podcasting will be back in 2 weeks, and we'll go on to that format, kind of like we do in the summertime. So I hope you don't mind. I still appreciate you tuning in, and certainly the RSS feeds will come out, and this will show up in your podcast catcher. So, yeah. We'll see how this works out for a while. So on that note, it's time for me to say good night and have a great one. Like I said, it's wonderful here in Arizona, and this is the reason I live here throughout the summer months, because it's absolutely gorgeous. You know, it's almost chilly out there today. I thought about getting a sweatshirt out. I know it's crazy. It's probably like 70 degrees, but, you know, that's cold for somebody that's blood thin. All right, folks. It's time for me to say what I always say. And finally, my name is Sean Wheeler, and I welcome your comments and feedback. Please drop me a note. My email address is seanwheeler@seanwheeler.name. And, of course, I'd love to hear from you. You can also comment on the Adventures in Podcasting website. It does accept comments, so that's very cool, too. Hey, remember, if it's important enough to say the class, it's important enough for your class to hear it again. Say it again with podcasting. I'm Sean, and I am gone. Thanks for joining me today. This concludes another episode of Adventures in Podcasting. On the way out, I just want to thank a few folks who've helped me out with this podcast. Intro and exit music, courtesy of Joe Seibel, who can be found on PodSafeAudio.com. Audacity Software for their outstanding and free recording software. The makers of WordPress and PodPress, which contains the show notes and creates the RSS feed for Adventures in Podcasting. Frederica Wheeler for welcoming you to today's show. And finally, GoDaddy and My Checkbook for hosting and paying for this site. Be sure to comment and tell all your friends about Adventures in Podcasting. I'm Sean Wheeler. Thank you. Have a great day.